In his New Year message, President Salva Kiir had suspended the Rompis talks until further notice. Kiir accused the holdout groups of not adhering to a ceasefire agreed on in 2020. The government and several groups that did not sign the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement have been meeting in Rome since 2019. But last October, the talks stalled, and so far the process has failed to silence guns in parts of the country. In his New Year address on Saturday, Kiir said the parties had made some positive steps in the peace talks and his government was prepared to engage with them last October. The president said the talks would resume when, quote, they are ready to hold genuine talks with government, end quote. Some of the holdout groups said Kiir's decision indicates the government's lack of interest in the Rome peace process. Pagan Amum, head of the Really SPLM, describes the latest development as unfortunate.
The government and the non-signatories of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, the group that they refer to as holdout groups, are in disagreement. And the purpose of the Rome talks is for these two parties to sit and talk, negotiate, to find a solution to the problem, to the crisis in South Sudan by addressing the root causes as they agreed in the Rome Declaration. Therefore, when we have this crisis, if the government is serious, they would not suspend their participation, they would not create obstacles, but rather sit with the non-signatories in their own process.
Amom says the parties were expected to start negotiations on key issues, including reviewing why the implementation objectives of the Revitalized Peace Deal could not be reached by next month as planned.
One to focus and discuss why the transitional period has failed to achieve peace and transition to democracy, and why all the transitional periods, we had had five different transitional governments, why have all these transitional governments been dysfunctional?
Amom denies Kiir's accusation that the holdout groups have been destabilizing the country. Colonel Philip Deng is the spokesperson of the South Sudan United Front, one of the parties to the Rome peace process.
To be realistic, government itself is the one always attacking our forces across the country, intended to be used by them as a window to suspend the Rome peace accord. So we are not waging a war or not ready for peace talk to resume as asserted by President Kiir. However, should President Kiir give another room for the resumption of the Rome peace initiative, then our high-level negotiating team would report themselves to Rome.
Amom says the peace talks are intended to define the causes of the country's political problems of governance and establish a solution. In 2021, President Kiir also suspended the government participation in the talks, citing the same problem. Amom says so far the two sides have not begun negotiations on the real issues. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.